bird. No, it's a plane. It's a radio DJ.
What?
Oh, I thought it was Superman.
It's Superman!
Oh, look, it's writing something. You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked. Oh, it could be someone else.
Sure, Jan.
I swear it could have been like Batman or Wonder Woman. Oh, well.
Surrender that gigantic pie.
Okay, kids, the car's packed up and the campfire is out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. You can see it's still smoking.
Close enough.
Close enough? If it's too hot to touch, then it's too hot to leave. You could burn down this forest. Not to mention our whole neighborhood. Come on, Dad, do your homework. 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans.
Did I say we were leaving? I was kidding.
Sure you were, Dad.
Are you gonna tell your mom about this?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
You're never too young to get your smoky on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
A public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. To start off the week, on Monday, October 23rd, Clint Smith, the author of How the Word is Passed, A Reckoning with the History of Slavery Across America, will deliver the Mills Distinguished 2023 Lecture at 7 p.m. in Alumni Fieldhouse. On Tuesday, October 24th, Global Education is hosting International Halloween Cookie Decorating in Union Square in Hunt Union. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. and includes free food. On Wednesday, October 26th, Activities Council is hosting Foreign Film Festival, showing The Host at 7 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Hello, everyone. It is 7 p.m. I am your DJ on air. And I'm on the air right now. So we're going to get started with what's for dinner in a little bit. Hopefully, either everyone is hungry or they already ate dinner. Either way, get ready to talk about a little food. And we have some J-Rock, not J-Pop, on the menu tonight. So everybody get excited for that, okay? We're going to start in a second here. Thank you. Oh, sorry, guys. I lied. I lie to you guys a lot. I'm really sorry about that. And it's not intentional. It's just me covering up
ready to talk about.
I come home in the morning light. My mother says, when you gonna live your life right? Oh, mother, do I not the fortunate ones? And girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls just wanna have fun.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, it's me, and we're going to get started here in a little bit with... Well, we're not getting started in a little bit. We're getting started right now. I hope everyone is excited for the... Do you guys know if it's the third or the fourth episode of What's for Dinner? Whoever gets it right, you get like a little kiss from me, okay? Nothing more than that, okay? No freebies from me. Anyways, it's 7 p.m. I've eaten some foods this week, if you can believe it. I have, in fact, ate this week. Was it much different from what I ate the last week? No, and we were talking about this last show where I've just been eating the same stuff on repeat, but maybe that's okay. So real quick, before we talk about what you should have for dinner, I'm going to let you know what I had for dinner tonight. For dinner tonight, if you're on the Oneonta, the SUNY Oneonta campus, and you have a meal plan, chances are you either ate at Mills or Will's, or Will's Bach, sorry. I ate at Mills because Will's Bach just doesn't do it for me. Frankly, it makes me a little sick. No offense to all of the Will's Bach fans. But I'm just, you know, I'm being real with you guys, and that's what happens to me. I had, if you guys can guess, of like the three things you can get at Mills, I had a quesadilla. I was there a little too early. I would say I ate around 4 or 5 today, which to me, I usually like to eat at like 6-ish, but I was just kind of bored and I didn't know what else to do. So I just had an early dinner, which means I'll have a late snack. I had a quesadilla. And, all right, this is my quesadilla order when I go to Will's. Usually I get one of three types of quesadillas. I get either just chicken and cheese, I get chicken, cheese, and black beans, or I get chicken, cheese, black beans, and taco meat. I know some of you guys might feel a little weird about doubling up on meat, but... I feel like don't be afraid to experiment. I used to think like, oh, chicken should be with chicken, beef should be with beef, and, you know, all these meats should be separate. Let's not worry about that so much, because when you start to mix the meats, if you're a meat eater, pause, you just open yourself up to new experience. So that's what I had for dinner tonight. I had a quesadilla. What should you have for dinner tonight? All right, this is a good question, and this is what everyone wants to know. What should you eat for dinner tonight? If you're on campus, all right, we're going to say what should you eat if you're on campus, and what should you eat if you're at home or, like, you're in the car and you have, like, a car and you're not poor like most college students. If you're on campus, I would recommend try out the quesadilla I had, okay? Get the chicken, get the taco meat, and get the black beans. And this is what you get. I get sour cream and tomatoes. Don't mess with anything else. I know a lot of people, and I don't want to make anyone mad, are fans of the Chipotle Ranch. They have it, like, every single section. I just don't really get the appeal. Mainly because anytime I get it, they really slather it on there. Like, maybe if I just got it on the side and I dipped some stuff in it, I would really enjoy it. But I haven't had a great experience with it. So you should get that quesadilla and a vegetable if you haven't had a vegetable in a while. I think they had oranges there today. And if you're in the car listening to this radio station, first of all, I'm sorry you're driving at 7 p.m. on a Saturday. You should be at home sleeping. I mean, it's a little early. You shouldn't be asleep at 7 p.m., but you should be in the bed. Sorry. That's me. I like to be laid up in the bed, rubbing my feet together under the blankets. But that's just my opinion. But you're also listening to my show. So if you don't agree, turn the radio off right now. I'm just joking. To all my 5,000 viewers out there, please don't hang up this radio show. I don't think you can hang up a radio. Anyways, if you are in the car, or even if you're at home, you've been, you know, it's Saturday. If you, like, work a 9-to-5, you've been eating out a lot already, you know. Maybe we had some McDonald's, some Burger King. We'll have a fast food episode a different day. But, you know, you've already had a lot of takeout this week. This is what I recommend. This all depends if you went shopping recently. So it's the end of the week, so you may not have. But I would recommend don't get crazy tonight. If you have some frozen vegetables in your freezer, cook the vegetables, eat those, because I know you need some fiber. I know you guys need your vitamins. If you have bread and sandwich meat, there's dinner. And there's nothing wrong with that, okay? I like to have what I call, I'm going to say this wrong, but it's on purpose, so it's funny. I like to have a charcuterie dinner sometimes, like the charcuterie board, the charcuterie board, the board. I like to have that sometimes. And what that is it's like bread and butter, and then like just loose meat, like if I have lunch meat or like leftover steak, just some of that. Warm it up if you want, but honestly, I just try to get into, like, a medieval peasant mindset. Do you know what I mean? So try and get, like, in that headspace if you're gonna, like, have a charcuterie dinner, as I like to call it. Really get in there. Light some candles. Put on some, like, medieval music. Okay, that's the kind of dinner you're gonna have. If you have some loose berries, I recommend berries. If you want to cut up an apple, an orange, it's fine, but berries are best. And if you are of legal age, drinking age, probably like a little bit of wine, but don't open a new bottle, just if it's already open. I would recommend that. So that's what I think you should have for dinner tonight. Let's talk about music. Because music is the same as food, right? It basically feeds your soul. There's a lot of things that feed my soul. I'm gonna make a list right now. Food, music, and like maybe sleep. So I'm a pretty simple guy. It doesn't take a lot for me to be happy. I'm gonna be honest. Water me every once in a while and let me lay in the bed and like watch TikTok. I'll be okay, you know. It doesn't take a lot. Okay, here's my recommendation for this week, guys. This is on air. This is what you need to do for what's for dinner. You need to have some fiber. Because my diet has been lacking some fiber recently, and not to get TMI with you guys, I know I get in the booth and act like we've been friends forever, so I don't make it weird, but, you know, no more sitting on the toilet and watching TikToks for 30 minutes, and for everyone who's like, oh, who would do that, don't lie, I know you do that, so don't even lie to me, this is the truth. So have some fiber today. I would really recommend that. As far as the music we're playing, I know last week I also played a lot of J-pop, guys. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. It just comes so naturally to me, and it's just right there, and it's like it's always in my YouTube feed, or like it's there. And I love it so much. So we're moving a little away from the J-pop. I have a little J-rock for you, okay? And I'm not even gonna lie, like, two of the songs I have on the playlist today are anime intros, but they're a little niche, so if you get it, call in and let me know. And also one is a game intro, so also let me know if you know that one. Yeah, I'm just going to test your knowledge a little bit, guys. But anyways, this is Chat Monchi. They are a J-rock band. I think this song is from, like, 2007. They were popular, like, the 2010s-ish. So, you know, just throwing it back. A little classic, something I love. And I hope you guys enjoy it, too.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of that? Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I just kissed you guys on the lips. That was three songs, all by Chet Monchi. I think most of them were singles. I don't think any of them were from an album, but that was from, like, their best of album. The songs in order of how they played was... Sorry, they're all in Japanese, so bear with me. So Mario from Confession, Koko Daneko Hanashini from the album Awakum, and Shangri-La from Seimei Ryoku. Yeah. Okay. So... Okay, everyone. So I have a couple of quote-unquote songs I have a couple quote-unquote songs, but I need you guys to pick heads or tail, okay? Did you guys pick? No, because you can't talk. So I'll pick for you. I'm picking tails because I've picked a couple heads today. And I'm feeling like tails is the way to go. So are you guys feeling tails? Because I'm feeling tails. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. Okay. I was going to have a food... really quick food segue before I play the next couple of songs. So I just told you guys I don't like eating at Wilsbach that much. But I did go there this morning because on Saturdays, opens later. So I went there so I could get my day started. And usually I get an omelet. And I want everyone to guess what happened to it. It was burnt, guys. It was a little burnt. But can I say this? I wasn't mad at the omelet at all. You know how they have a number system, like he'll put your omelet on like each number station, and then like you pick it up when he calls a number. I get up there and he's like, "Which number do you want?" And he was like, "Pick a number, any number." I was like, "Oh, I don't know which number I want. I don't know." So I ended up picking three. I picked a number. That number was three. It was a number three omelet, and I got it delivered to me on the number three. And that, I guess, was the wrong choice because it was a little burnt. But I'm going to say this. Usually when I get an omelet, I get onion, spinach, and tomato. Don't come for me. And cheese. Whole egg. Because who wants to eat just egg whites? I'm not cutting. I'm fine. Usually, like, the onions and the spinach are, like, a little undercooked. You know what I mean? Like, they're not fully cooked. They're a little warm. But I think because he burnt the omelet a bit, it actually was better because it was, like, the onions were fully cooked. They were nice and soft. The spinach was fully cooked. And the tomatoes were soft and the like. It was great. So I recommend asking for your omelet from Will's a little burnt next time. Sometimes if there's no one in the line at Mills for the quesadilla station, I will ask them to burn it because I've had many a quesadilla where the cheese was not melted, and that's just disheartening. So ask for your food burnt next time you go get some food. I think that might be a good idea. Okay, so this next song is not... I wouldn't say it reminds me of burnt omelets. Like, not even a little bit, not at all. But it is on the list, so we do have to play it because I do love this song. And hopefully everyone listening to me over the airwaves right now will like it too. Again, sorry guys, it's not going to be as much J-pop or J-rock next week because this title is also in Japanese. I'm not laughing because it's in Japanese. I just got a text from someone. So anyways, I'm going to say this title and I'm going to butcher it. Sorry guys. This is Sekai wa sore sore no ai no yobun daze by Samba Master. I can't even just say that they do J-Rock because this band really does everything and they've been along for such a long time. No one I can recommend more than you if you want to try something new is Samba Master. Grew up with them. So give a listen to the song and the next two after that. And please let me know what you guys think, okay? Thank you.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
For you to stay, may not agree, resurrected. Now he's connected, no concession, just they did it by you.
Just
I used to play. Young days are dumb things that I can't even say. Trying to make up my day, God, it's so hard to regulate till a better yesterday. I was the dirt, and you're the purifier. I'm the gasoline, while you're the fire. Keep it in the DL, no inquire. Which means we wanna talk like Esquire. I don't wanna wash, I want the entire. Buy any juice from gold to sapphire. Grab some jokes and time to satire. We'll be careful not to get you dead tired. We'll be sure that I take it higher. When we have a baby, we be in a trier. That's what makes me most inspire. Whole same calls with you, baby girl.
Okay. So, what did everything last? What did everyone think of the last three songs? I did tell you they were gonna be. So we did have two anime intros. I'm not gonna tell you what it is because I love to gatekeep. I'm just joking. The first one we played earlier, the one that was in Japanese and I don't know how to pronounce, that was from Princess Jellyfish. The one that I just played is, oh my god, what is the name? Oh, Michiko and Hatchin. Michiko E. Hatchin. I would recommend that one. Very jazzy, very great. So the songs that played in order, let me get the names for you. I think from now on, if we get to them, we may not have enough time to get to the rest of the songs on this playlist, but we only have one more that's in Japanese and that I will have to butcher. So the first one was Deep Breath by Lotus Juice, and if there are any nerds in the audience right now, you're gonna know what that was from. Or maybe you just saw the album cover on the website, and now you can pretend like you know what, I was playing, so you were ahead of the curve. That was Deep Breath from Persona 4, I think, yeah, it was 4. Then after that was Paraíso, that was from the anime I was telling about. Oh, and sorry, the first one, again, in Japanese, I'm gonna butcher it. Oh, okay, wait, I have the English, oh, guys, I have the English translation right here, aren't you guys excited? Okay, that first one was What That's What the World Calls Love by Sambo Master. So I hope you guys enjoyed those three. How would I compare this to food? I don't know. Guys, they really feed you in different ways. So forgive me while I'm trying to struggle to come up with a comparison to the music I'm playing to food. But I will say right now, this studio, the booth I'm in right now, it smells a lot like popcorn. So I'm going to associate those songs that we just listened to with popcorn. What's your favorite kind, guys? If you didn't say anything but kettle corn, you were wrong. Just joking. I like a regular old butter popcorn. I like kettle corn. I like caramel corn. Sometimes I get this caramel corn that has, like, peanuts in it. Ah, so good. You guys got to get on that. Like, seriously. So beautiful. All right. All right, we have a few more songs here. Oh, I did want to talk about this. Earlier in the week, I can't remember what day, might have been Wednesday, I was in the Mills bright and early as soon as they opened. You know I like some Mills. It was like 11 p.m. And they had a buffalo chicken thigh with blue cheese slaw. And for some reason, it has to have a grain, so there was barley. I didn't really need the barley because it was just like plain. Like, I didn't need that, but thanks, I guess. So there's a barley on it. But that was really good. Did anyone else have that? Chicken, I feel like you really can't go wrong with a chicken thigh. Luckily, like, I haven't had that many misses with the chicken here on campus. It's pretty solid. I feel like buffalo chicken is... buffalo flavoring in general, it's never something I'm like, oh, I want buffalo right now. But if you, like, when you give the buffalo wings to me, I'm like... Where have you been all my life? You know what I mean? It's just kind of, you know, you put it there and it's so good, but then it leaves my mind like immediately. And I know that's like the number one wing flavor, but usually that's not what I go for. I like to go for the mango habanero, even though I don't like spicy stuff that much, but that's usually my go-to. And I want to say this while we're on the topic of buffalo, and buffalo was basically like wings. If you like ranch, that's great. I'm happy for you. Ranch is delicious. That's, you know, beautiful. Never, ever change. But if you like ranch and then you come and you want to talk trash about blue cheese, get out. Turn off this show right now, okay? Because guess what blue cheese is? It's just more flavorful ranch, okay? And don't come for me. Don't call into the show and be like, oh, you're wrong because I'm right. Hey, you can say, I prefer ranch. Blue cheese is all right. It's not my favorite. And I get that. We can be civilized people and we can have these adult conversations and it can be great and it can be beautiful. But you come to me, you ranch eater, and you start dissing blue cheese. don't talk to me because I know you eat your toast with no butter and I know you, like, just drink milk every day of the week. So don't start. So we're going to move on. Sorry, that's been on my mind for a while. I was thinking about, I really want some blue cheese. And really quickly on the blue cheese slaw, we talked about the buffalo. I went over the blue cheese. That was very surprising. I'm not like a coleslaw person, but the coleslaw that was blue cheese, that was great. I recommend that. All right, moving on from talk of buffalo chicken and blue cheese dressing, I do have another song for you. The next three songs, again, I don't know if we're going to get through all three of them. I might play one or two songs for you from this band Capsule. And I know I said we were done with the J-pop, but this isn't J-pop. This is, I think it's called Shibuya K is the genre. I promise, no more J-pop after today, guys. But anyways, this is Hello by Capsule. Let me know how you get. Again, we might not get through all of them. But while you listen to this song, reflect on your actions if you've ever dissed blue cheese. Okay? Thank you. Okay, guys. That was the last song of the night. I want to thank everyone for listening in so far. Honestly, I feel like an hour. My hour is scheduled from 7 to 8, and I feel like it's so short. Because, like, once the songs are playing, I'm like, ah, I should have talked about that food item, you know? And it's really a battle because I do want to show you all the music I listen to. Because I'm so, like, underground and niche, there's not a lot of people who share the exact same music taste of me, which I'm pretty sure is how, like, most people feel. But then I also want to talk about food. It's just, it gets a whole thing. So I'm trying to end the show right now. That last song, the three songs that just played were all by Capsule. That was Hello, Sweet Time Replay, and again, I had to translate this name, so bear with me while I try to pronounce it. Jinrui no Shinpo to Choa. Guys, next week there will be significantly less Japanese music. To all the fans who are enjoying it so far, to my 7 billion viewers who are enjoying it so far, I'm so sorry. But I'm already making the plays for next week, guys, and it's looking a little strange. So if you wanted to get your fix of questionable music, it will be here next week, so don't even worry. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. That was all Capsule. Again, those last three songs were Capsule. What else? I hope you guys all had dinner. If you were here earlier in the show, hopefully you were cooking throughout. Like, that's the point. I tell you what to cook earlier in the show, and then, like, you can eat it. So hopefully you guys had dinner by the time now that I'm done. If not, you need to work on that. Like, come on. I don't know. Well, maybe you had dinner earlier in the day. I don't want to judge. But maybe you're having a snack right now. Whatever. Okay. This is like a game of like, oh no, you hang up. Except I'm the only one who can hang up because, you know, I guess you could turn the radio off, but you're not going to do that because you love me so much. Anyways, sorry guys. Thanks for listening in. I was your DJ on air. I hope everyone enjoyed the show tonight. I hope everyone is well fed. And I hope everyone has a good night. All right, bye, guys.
Wow, that was a great hit.
Not as good as the hits they play on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So true. Keep it locked.
The YMCA is just a starting line. For the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. Y is the before work hustle, an after school home, a section of my block, a corner to call my own. With my Y, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror, and everyone belongs. Find your Y. Join today at ymca.org for a better us.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony